We were at the end of Chav Vav Amud Beis. We're discussing the halachas of Mefurash, what's considered Mefurashis. And the basic cloud was Maos Stumim. So the halacha was, if the person dies and he leaves over Maos Stumim that were designated overall, generally for Nazira, so that money is Naflu L'Nadaba, that money could be used to purchase and should be used to purchase from Nadaba. But if it's Mefurashis, the money is designated for a particular karbanos of the Naziros, then the halacha is the Chatas Meis Tamos. So we had a whole different discussion about the what's considered Mefurashis. So one opinion says only this by money, but let's say you bought an animal, and then that animal will be considered Mefurashis. And then one opinion said, you know, even an animal is Mefurashis only when it's a Tamima, but if it's a Balmum, so then that animal, since it's a Balmum, can't be brought on this Be'ach, so that's basically a Kedushas Damim. It's no different than money. It happens to be, it's an object as opposed to a coin, but the same idea, it's basically value, and that would be considered a Kesumim Damim. And then they draw the line, but when it comes to Nisko, when it came to like blocks of silver, so that would be considered Mefurashis. But then the next opinion said, no, even a Nisko, even blocks of silver would be considered money, but we said wood beams would be considered, since it's not liquid, so it's hard to sell them. We said that that would be considered not money, but it would be more considered objects, and would be considered Mefurashis. Okay, so let's take it up from seven lines up now. Amalei Rav Simi Bar Ashi, the Rav Papa, seven lines up on Chav Vav Amud Beis. My Tamayot Rabbanim, Dami Maos V'lo Behema V'lo Nischa, Maos V'lo Savra. What was the understanding of the first opinion that said only money, only Maos Stumim, if they're actual coins or bills, that only that's considered Stumim, but once you're dealing with an animal or silver or beams, that would all be considered Mefurashis. What was the Svara? Because it was Dafka Maos, only Maos, and that was just the Halacha, Dafka Maos. So if that's the case, so then Elamiata Maos V'lo Ofos. Then should also be that only money and birds also shouldn't qualify for Stumim. If you had undesignated birds, if you had, these birds are going to be for my Naziris, but not saying which is Chathis, which is Ola, so that should be excluded also, because the Halacha is only Maos and nothing else. If you're going to say yes, you're right, Ofos also would be considered Mefurashis. They wouldn't be considered Stumim. Well, that's not true, because we have a statement as follows. Elahadam Rav Chista Ein Hakinim Misparashis Misparshos El Ibla Kichas Bailim Ibas Yis Koin Amai Hamos Gemirinle. So the halacha is that Gemara brought down here and a few other places that when a person buys the two birds to bring as a carbon, so to decide which is a chathis and which is an ola, that decision could be made only one of two times. Either the time he purchases the birds, and then the baal, when he buys it, he could say, this is an ola, this is a chathis. If he doesn't decide to make a decision then, he says, I want to just buy two birds for my mitzora, for my zav, whatever it's for, it remains undeclared. So then when the kohen makes and does the carbon, he does a malika on the two birds, that's the other moment in time he's allowed to designate which is the chathis, which is the ola. But between those two times, you can't be mifresh. You can't explain what they are. But so it sounds like what happens is, in the interim, they're considered stumim. They're undeclared and would have the same halacha as maos stumim. But that shouldn't be true. Amai, the last line of Chav Vav Amud Beis. Amai, ha maos gemirle. We only had a mesorah that only maos have the dimin stumim. But nothing else has a dimin stumim. That's the kasha. Yeah, that makes sense. We're good? Not so much?
I'm picking up another sugya here.
Okay, you didn't do yesterday?
No.
Okay, fine. So, okay, but again, the basic idea is that, again, the Rabban hold only money, the halach mosh persian is only mos istumim, any other object would be considered mefureshes. Even birds should be considered mefreshes, but this statement of Chista sounds like, no, there is a concept that even ofos would be considered stumim, even though that wasn't part of the halach mosh persian. So the Gemara now says, going on to Chav Zayin Mun Aleph, a short daf, but a very scary looking tosfos here, says, Amr Leh, so the response back, Rav Papa says, Rav Simi, I'm sorry, you're incorrect. He says back, Ultamech, according to your Svara, Hod Tanan, the Mishnah that tells us, the Mishnah that appears later on in the Maseches Nazir, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hevi Shalosh Behemos Vilpirish Harui Lachatas, Hevi Shalosh Behemos Vilpirish. A Nazir had designates takes aside three animals, and doesn't say which is for which carbon. So the halacha is that harui lahachatas tikrav chatas, the animal that's fit for the chatas should be a chatas. And we said already before in the farish in yesterday's daf that the nekeva, in this case the kizba, the she sheep, I guess, or she sheep, I guess, would be for the chatas. And the ola, that one which is the male, should be roi for the tikrav ola, that's brought for the ola. And the shamim, the animal that's roi for the shamim, which we said was a 2-year-old ayil, should be used for a tikrav shamim. So we see, even though you didn't designate it, it becomes automatic which animals will be used for which karbanos. So the Gemara says, "Am I? Why is that true? Ha'amris behema lav kimufresh is damya. Didn't we say before, according to Rabbanan, the only thing that's we said behema is not kimufresh is damya, and therefore what? So what's the shaila? So I guess the point is, how is it true if we're assuming that? No, that's not going to work. Let's see how they explain this here.
Treating them like mithrasha, which we said before that ophos and behemoths are pastumim. So saying, even though you didn't explain, even though you didn't specify, it's as though we specified.
I thought we were working within the opinion that said everything is considered mithrashas other than money, and this would be a raya that this is considered mithrashas. Wasn't that the kasha? Right, we asked before, it's mashma from a papa, or rather from Rav Chista, that ofos would have the din of stumim. And if the owner would die, those ofos would be nafla l'nadava. So it's not dafka mos. So they
from Rav Chista, he said, that which Rav Chista said about the kinin, it only be lokichas bailim or risius kohen. Why? From most, we learned that it should be for Russia. So then we're saying back, but according to that logic, you'd have a problem with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel too. I was on the other side of the argument now, because we had asked a question from Rav Chista that we see by the case of
Ophos
that we're treating them like
I see. Shimon.
And then we're saying, but according to that logic,
So according to Rav Chista, who holds that if it's stumim, it's stumim, even though you never designated which bird is for which. But this animal, where behemoths are stumim, yet we're making the jump to consider them mifurashim. So Rav Chista doesn't seem to be a klal that applies across the board. He seems to be very limited to that case, so you can't bring rules from what he says. That seems to... Okay, I see. So the Gemara responds, Amr Le, so Rav Simi responds back to Rav Papa. He says, Amr Le, hasam v'lokach v'asam rachmana. You can't pick Miraya from Rav Chista. It's a special Gzeres HaKasa. The Pasuk says Vlokach, the Pasuk says V'asa. Ibla Kichas Bailim. Ibasiyas HaKoin. Either you could decide which oaf goes to Chatas and Ola, either at the time of the purchase, because it says Vlokach, or the time of the action of the Malika, which is V'asa. But Hachanami, when it comes to here, Mi Matis Amris Hadin de Chatas Tikarv Ola. But when it comes to the three animals that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is referring to, the three animals for the Nazir, could you say such a thing? It's impossible that the female animal can't be used for a Ola, and then the male animal can't be used for a Chatas. There's nothing to talk about here. When it comes to the two birds, they're identical. So then there's an option. And when you choose, though, which to use for which, that depends on the Asiyah versus Lakicha. When it comes to animals, one's a female, one's a male. There's no crisscrossing over here, because the female has to be a Chatas and the male has to be the Ola. And for that reason, you can't bring me a kasha from Rav Shimon Gamliel, because the animals, it's automatic which one's going to be mifurash, which one's going to be used for which. And therefore, it says if you mifurash him. As opposed to the case of the ophos, there's nothing that's automatic.
So really, we can't say mos below ophos. We can't say. The Gemara wasn't sure, can we say mos below ophos, right? The Gemara said, El meyata, mos below ophos, chite machinami, rechis dushver. So we're saying, so it comes out now, no, we can't say mos v'lo ofos, right? Just as Xeris Akasav, and Molus Flovus would also mean Molus Flo Behema, it would mean that whole category. Just there's a special Xeris Akasav by that Rav Chisda has.
Now, I don't think we're taking it that far.
Oh, no.
I think we're still that. Rav Chisda had a question. It said Molus and nothing else. Doesn't Rav Chisda say Molus and even Ophos? And then we asked Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, says, no, Stumos become a Farashim. No, you can't bring your eye from Behema. But the Kasha of Rav Chisda still stands that Ophos are considered Stumim. So how could we say before Molus and nothing else? Ophos seem to be in the same category as Molus. So that, we're still back at that question. We just neutralized the Kasha from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on Rav Chisda. But now that we neutralized the Rav Chisda, Kasha is still in play. That's how the Masifta is saying it also. Okay.
So we're not saying Molus Flo Ophos according to
It should be Molus Flo Ophos, but then Rav Chisda. So we don't have an answer for that yet. And now we have Masiv Rav Hamnuna. So I'm not sure where we're going right now. If we're trying to answer this or not. Mm-hmm. Let's find out. So Masiv Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asks, Umi Amrinam Behema Balas Mum Kastuma Damya? So he asks a different question. We said above one of the this is going against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was one of the statements on Chavavim and Beis. Again, I'm not sure we're doing Rabbanim right now. We're Rabbanim's being left out right now. Yeah, Kash and Rabbanim. But according to Rav Nachman held that when we say an animal, if they the Nazir separated an animal, that's mefureshes. And the halach would be if the Nazir dies, the animals would not be naflu linadabim. But let's say you separate animals that were bali mum. And those animals obviously cannot be brought on Mizbech. So in essence, the portion of these Bali Mum are to be redeemed, and that money is used to buy other karbanos. So it's in essence, it's value. All it is about value. So is that really true? Rav Hamnuna says, is it really true? Again, Mesa Rav Hamnuna, Mi Aminan Behema Balas Mum Kistuma Damya. Is it really true? Tashma. He continues on his question, it seems. He brings it's a very strange way to bring a Tashma in the middle of a Mesa. It's not very... I'd probably take this out, actually. That's my guess. Vahatanya, right? They changed to Vahatanya, but doesn't the Brisa tell us? Ketad Amru Ha'ish Megalech on the Zirus Aviv. Ketad Amru Ha'ish Megalech on the Zirus Aviv. Bismanchaya Huva Aviv Nazirim. How is it possible that a person could shave on the Nazirus that his father took upon himself in a situation where he and his father were Nazirim? The Hifrish Aviv Maos the Nazir also. And the father separated money, set aside money for his own personal Nazirus, but didn't say what the purpose of the money was for or which animals it was for. Umeis, the father now dies, Vamar Harini Nazir, Amnasha Galech Amos Abba, then the son takes upon himself a Nazirus that he's going to be a Nazir on condition that he'll shave on the money of his father that his father set aside. Hayulo Mos Stumim, Stumos. This is all part of the statement. Let's see. It adds on the side here, Ein ze migalech hamos aviv. The Bach adds in, such a person cannot shave his hair based on this stipulation. Okay, there's a whole thing. We have to see the price later on, but really, if the son was a Nazir when his father was still alive, then he can't say, my Nazir that I already started, I'm going to be using my father's money. If the son was not a Nazir, the father was a Nazir and then died, then the son could say, now I want to be a Nazir on condition that I will shave my hair using my father's money. That's okay. Then the Brisa goes on to explain. Hayulo maos stumos. If he had money that wasn't designated for particular animals, halachas yiflu linadava, like we've been seeing. Hayisalom behema mifureshes chatas tamos ola tikariv ola shalmi karvu shalmim. The animal is mifureshes. Now there's a girsa here. I wonder if they take out the word mifureshes. No, it's still there. Okay, but there's a discussion in Shittim Kubetz about this. But there's an animal that's already been designated, so then the chatas dies. And the Ola is being used for an Ola, and Shlomim is being used for a Shlomim. So what's the Kasha here? So my lava filu balas mum. When the animal, when the Brisa says Behema, the Habmin is, does not even refer to balas mum. And we see that a balas mum is also considered mefreshes, and that's the Kasha according to Rav against Rav Nachman. And the Gemara answers, lo, tamima. No, we're talking about when you mufresh say animal tamima. That was roi for the mizbeach.
If it was stuma, how would we have treated it?
We would have treated it as if the father died, the owner dies, and that animal we would sell or redeem, and that money would be used for nedava. So initially Rav Hamnuna thinks this brice is to be understood as all animals would have this halacha, even Bali Mum would have the halacha of it dying, the chatas tamus. And the Kamash Shalom know that this brice is only referring to Tamimim that were actually roy for the carbon. But had we been dealing with the case of Baal Smum, in Hanami, you'd be able to redeem the money in Naflu Linadava. So it's not a kasha to Rav Hamnuna. Okay. So Gemara now says, my ear, your mouse. So if that's the case, so why did the beginning of the brayse only give an example if there were most stumos? It should have said lema ha'isa lo behema balas mum yifulu nedava. It should have given an example of the greater chiddush that if a balas mum were to be set aside, that would go fall to nedava and kavachomer most themselves. So Gemara says hachinami balas mum lemai kadishe l'dame hainu mos. In Echanami, what we're learning from this is that when a balas mum is made hektesh, then it's in essence the mos. It's no different than money. It's all about the value. And that's in essence what the Brice is trying to teach us. That's how the Gemara explains this. If you just look at the Mepharish, you just want to see the Mepharish, the last few narrow lines, just to see how he reads this, the last Hachanami. He says, Ketani, Hachanami, that's what it writes in this Brice. The behema balas mum lemai kadisha ledmei. Why was a balas mum sanctified? For the purpose of the value. The dummy maus ninu. It's made mouse in it. It's basically money. It didn't need to teach me balsamum because that's what a balsamum is. It's all about money, just like coins is all about the money. Yakasha? They're going to ask something. Okay. Now, by the way, we still haven't answered the question of Rabbanon about Ophos. I'm not sure if we're returning to this at all. Okay, now the Gemara asks another question. It seems to be back on Rav Nachman again. Masiv Rava. Rava asks the question now, according to Rav Nachman. He says, "Karbano b'karbano huyote ve'eno yote b'karbon aviv." The pasuk says, "Karbano," it's the beginning of Vayikra, that you have to bring your own carbon, you have to own it. So b'karbano huyote, he's yote with his own carbon, ve'eno yote b'karbon aviv. He cannot bring the carbon of his father. Now, what's this referring to? What's the case here? So, firstly, if you look at the Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Mesiv. So, Mesiv Rava Karbano Biparshas Im Nasi Yechta referring to. Okay, I thought it's Asher Nasi Yechta. The Chav Beis change to that? Yeah, Asher. Asher Nasi Yechta. The Gemara in Horius makes the Drasha. All the other cases says Im if a person sins. What's Asher? Asher Nasi Yechta. So the Gemara in Horia says, Ashrei Hadorish Nasi or something. There's always going to be sins. The Nasi is going to make a sin. But praiseworthy is a generation where the Nasi is able to admit to the sin and fess up and bring the carbon. So the Pasuk says, Ashrei Nasi Yechta. In this context of when the Nasi, the Melech, sins, so Ushlosha, the Tosu continues, Ushlosha Karbanos, Ksiv, the three Karbanos it speaks of, Chad Benasi, Chad Bekivza, Chad Besira. These are just general Chataos it's referring to. Okay, so then Tosfos says, "Ve'enu yotze b'karbon aviv." A person, a son, can't use his father's carbon. V'tzarachin, he says, "Dema itzrichka." What's the need for a pasuk here? Havade dechadas shemesu baleh lemisa azda. When the father dies, so then the halacha moshim sinai is one of the five cases. The chadas mesa is when the baal dies. Umay hide the kamer nami b'tzarachin val yotze b'karbon aviv kishifrish minakala alakala. We'll see later on. The tzarachin. So I think there's actually a very good answer to this. I wonder if they say this in the back. But there's a halacha, there's a din that is spoken about in Yesh Nochlin. In Bava Basra, the 8th Perek Bava Basra, talks about how the ben is Yorish Aviv. The son is Yorish the father. And the Baal Hamor is a very extreme language he uses in the back, in the riff. He says, HaBaal Yorish is Aviv Ki'il Haav Kaim or something, as if the father is still alive. So it's as if the father never died. So maybe that's what's going on here. It's not so fair to say this. The Gemara in Ervin talks about how the son is the Yerech Aviv, he's the leg, he's the thigh of the father. In Krad Avu, exactly. There's a Rashi in Horios, the Avav, which talks about how Kilav Chai, actually coming up at the end of Vayelech, or Azina, one of these Pesukim, the Rashi at the end, talks about how Yeshua, when Yeshua was alive, it was as if Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive and living through Eretz Yisrael, Kilu Moshe was alive. And that's the idea. So you could say that based on drushes, that a Talmud is like a ben, and once you have a ben, is like a father. So you have this this seamless transition from a father to a son. So perhaps that's what's going on here, that there's such a havamina to think that a son can be yotzei with the father's carbon. So maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. Okay, either way, which seemed to be an interesting mar makom. So what's going on? Back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara again says, "Mesa Rava Carbono beCarbono who yotze is with his own carbon, ve'nu yotze beCarbon aviv, but not yotze with his father's carbon." Yacha, one might think, "Lo yotze beCarbono she'aviv shehifrish mina kala al chamura o mina chamura al kala." One may think that it only shouldn't work if he is mafrish on a kala from a kala, and he wants the son now wants to use it for a more chamur dika Avera, or vice versa, or the father was mafreshed on a more chamer Avera, and he wants to use it for a more mekel, more kala type of Avera. About yotze, the carbon shifresh avim in akala akala, but let's say they're equal playing fields. I'm not sure if it's referring to the exact Avera, or maybe I'm not sure how you define what's chumras and kulos, but we'll see, maybe they explain on the side. Omina chamura chamura, maybe that should work if they're at least equal strength. Tamalomer, carbono, carbono, but carbono yotze, it says carbono, carbono, twice. Bekarbono hu yotzev, and yotzev bekarbono shaviv. No, it repeats the pasuk to tell me that he could only use his own carbon. He can't use his father's carbon that he was hifrish. Yachal lo yotzev bekarbon aviv behema shifrish. Afil min akal akal min achamur lachamura. Sharei ein adam megalcha behemas aviv benizirus. So one might think only by an animal it doesn't work, because a person cannot be megalech on an animal that his father set aside for nizirus. When the father dies, the son can't use that animal. Aval, you would think yotzi b'mos shehifrish aviv afil mechamur lachkala ol mechala lachamura. But one might think you could use the money. If the father set aside money, now this money may have been designated for a more chamur dika aveira, and he wants to use it for kula or vice versa. Maybe that should work when it comes to money. How do we know? And what's the raya? Sharei adam megalech amos aviv b'nizirus. That a man, if the father set aside money to be used for his own personal naziris, and then he dies, a son could then take upon himself naziris and use the money that the father set aside. So we see that money can transfer from father to son. So maybe it should be able to transfer from a chumra to a kula, or from a kula to a chumra. Bizman, shehen, stumim, in a situation where the money had not been designated. Velo bizman, shehen, mefrashim, but when the money had been designated for which particular carbon, then one wouldn't be able to do this. So says the Gemara back, Tamalomer carbono, b'carbono hu yotzev inu yotzev b'carbon aviv, only with his own carbon, not with his father's carbon. So what are we learning from here? That when you have a mol shehifrish, even money that has been designated is considered carbono already, carbon of the father, and that's excluded.
The half a minute here was that money that your father separated could be used from chamura on kala or kala on chamura when it was stam?
When it was stam,
but if
yeah.
If it was chamura, then how is it stam? Or if it's kala, then...
No, let's say it was, in the case of a nazir, the chadas and olas are different levels. Let's say it was stumim for naziris overall. If it's stumim, yeah, I guess what's a case of stumim that's chamura kala? I hear that. How do you have that? Once you decide if it's a chamura, I guess let's say it's possible, like a nazir, there are multiple karbanos for a nazir, so it's for the purpose of a nazir, whatever level of chumura that is, but it's stumim still. So let's say a person set aside for a mitzora, which has multiple karbanos as well. So let's assume for a second that mitzora is more chumura than a nazir, so he set aside for stumim for mitzora. You can't use it for saying more meko. I guess once it's a chatas, an avera that has one carbon, then you designate it for that, and then there's no such thing as stumim. Right, I guess you have to explain that. So the answer is, it's his carbono, only his own carbon, but he cannot use the carbon of his father. Even if they're stumim, he can't use them. We're saying...
What? If they're mo's stumim, that's... You can't use it. From chamur ala kala or kala.
Uh-huh. That's a rejection. Most stumim again. And the hamin is most stumim definitely could work on equal, like a nazir to nazir. The hamin was to think that even from chamura to kala, from kala to chamura, we're saying that doesn't work anymore. But what's the rejection of karbano? If it's stumim, it's not karbano.
I think I misread this. The raya we're bringing here is in Tamos. The raya we're bringing, we're sure the havamina here was by Behema, Kalal, Kala, Kam. Yachalo Yitzik, a Korban Avid, and Behema, Shehifresh. The only reason is because of in Adamit Aleach Avid. It sounds like maybe the raya is to korbanos from the fact that you see the halachas are different by most.
If the father set aside unspecified funds for his Nazirah sacrifices and then he died, the son can use these funds for his own Nazirah sacrifices, provided that he became a Nazir after his father's death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since that makes a precedent in the laws of Nazirahs for sacrificial funds being transferable from father to son, the Braisa here considers the possibility that regarding Chatas, two sacrificial funds can be transferred from father to son. So then, to dispel this notion, the Torah says korbano, that the father's superfluous specified funds are not transferable to his son.
So there's a half minute to think that even if Russian should work. If they're on the same level, if they're both chamura chamura, both kala kala, even mufurashim should work. That's the havamina.
Is the havamina on the money or on the behema?
It sounds like the money and mufurashim of the on the most mufurashim. That's what it sounds like the way Harry just read it.
Right, talks about the sacrificial funds.
Right, so you would think that only time Moshe Hifresh Aviv chamura kala wouldn't work, but if it was of the same freshness of kala to kala or chamur to chamur, that would work. Tamalomer karbano, no, has to come in freshness. Even if they're the same playing field, karbano doesn't work ever. Freshness doesn't ever work. Has to only be stumim. Only stumim works.
Sounds like the havamina was money that was min chamur al kala, kala chamur that we had over here. Not kala and kala, chamur chamur.
The havamina was. So I guess where the hamin was that yotzi b'mal shehifrish, even chamura and kala min chamura, kamashon that doesn't work karbano. But what about mifurashos of equal playing field that we don't know about?
That's the next line.
That's the next
But the talmud lama karbano, that's where I think we're getting tripped up. That's what's karbano.
But it's mal mifurashos, which we're saying is considered already karbano. It's already designated. Let's just read a little bit more. This doesn't seem to end till the end of the Mishnah, but a little bit more. Yachal yata b'maos shehifrish afil mekal al kal al chamur al chamura. So that's the case. Let's say I designate money, so it shouldn't work. Even if I'm using the father is using kala and the son's using kala or chamur chamura, even that shouldn't work. Aval yotzi b'carbon shehifrish lasma menakal al chamur menachamur al kala. But he should be yotzi in the carbon, the actual animal that was designated for himself from a kala to chamura. I don't get that. That's a strange habamina. That to me would be obviously no good.
First of all, the line before is a little strange also, because we said korbano, but we never ramamayit kala al kala chamura chamura.
Right, we skipped that line.
We sort of like went to the next step
yeah.
already. So
Okay, so maybe we'll just stop here and leave whoever's doing daf tomorrow and figure this out.
Yeah, this is all going to ultimately be a meisveh somehow on Nachman with the
yeah
with the Balmum.